Okay, one last story, and then I'll stop with the stories. This next song is called The Long Plastic Hallway. Does anybody know the reference for this? Where this comes from? It's Hunter S. Thompson wrote it. It's his quote about the music business. The music business is a shallow money trench, a long plastic hallway, where pimps and thieves run free, where good men die like dogs, and then there's a negative side. Okay? I think that's right. It's approximately right anyway. But this isn't really about the music business. It fits into our record, except for one small thing. I had to throw this in there. I met David Byrne once. I went to a wedding, and we were both seated at the groom and the bride put us at the same table because they thought we'd have something in common to talk about and stuff like that. And we did. We had many things to talk about. But the first thing I said to him was, you know, we played a gig together once. And he said, yeah, really? I'm trying to remember. I've played thousands of gigs in my life. And he says, oh, was it that TV show in England? What's that TV show? I go, no. It was on a flying saucer. And he like visibly pushed away from the table from me, like terrified of me. But there was a very good reason for me for saying this, that we played on a flying saucer, because I was in another band before Campus on Beethoven. And our guitar player told us that we had a gig with the Talking Heads. He was living in LA at the time. So we drove all the way from Santa Cruz to Los Angeles to play with the Talking Heads, but it seemed all a little shady and stuff, and when we got to our guitar player's house, it was very obvious he'd become a crackhead. And he was hanging out with this other guy who was a crackhead, who claimed to be in the Talking Heads as a percussion player, right? So we get here, and this is very obviously, you know, not gonna happen. And so, you know, we confront the two crackheads about this, and the other guy, not our guitarist, he says, no, man, I'm not talking about the show at Perkins Palace, man. Not Perkins Palace, man. We're playing the real gig. The real gig's on a flying saucer after that show, above Los Angeles. So anyway, I did finally explain it to David Byrne, and he edged his seat back up to the table and was friendly there, so. I had to insert that into this song, even though it doesn't really go with the story of the song.
It's in there, it's in the third person.
It's kind of glowing.